Welcome to a Pain in the Glass podcast.
This is season 3, episode 1.
It was exactly 2 years ago, on February 9th of 2022, that Grandpa T published the first episode with me, Lucas Shearhart, and my brother Jacob as hosts.
A Pain in the Glass podcast is sponsored by Canada Curling Stone of Comoca, Ontario.
In those 2 years, Grandpa T has published more than 100 episodes.
The podcast was designed to update articles from his coaching manual, A Pain in the Glass, A Coach's Companion, and on his blog site, truenorthbuilt.blogspot.com.
As the episodes were created, Grandpa T invited coaches, instructors, athletes, and others who have knowledge and experiences in their field.
In season 3, you will hear from more individuals that Grandpa T has met along his coaching path.
And there are some new features for season 3. So we'll turn the microphone over to Grandpa T, who will tell you about them.
Thanks, Lucas and Jacob. And you know how this works. The check is in the mail. They did mention that there are going to be 3 new features for a Pain in the Glass podcast. The first, there are 3 individuals who reside in very different parts of the world. First of all, Karen Dundor from the Midwest of the United States, and you will have heard Karen on season 1, episode 51. The episode was entitled To America with Love, so you may want to check that out. Then we go south of the equator to New Zealand for my friend Hans Fraunlob, and you heard from him as well in season 2, episode 12. The episode was entitled, Not Sad Because It's Over, But Happy Because It Happened. The third member of my group of roving reporters is Gary Hermans. You will hear from Gary Hermans very soon. It actually may be the very next episode because Gary and I have already recorded it. It's going to be an interesting episode because Gary is just starting on his coaching career and he had a bunch of questions to pose to me. He lives in Belgium and he will be the third member of my group of roving reporters. So I hope you look forward to that. And it's just not going to be a report on who won and who lost in that part of the world. They're going to be good journalists and dig underneath the stories to find out about things that he and she think you might find interesting as well. So I hope you look forward to that. The next feature is, well, sort of a working title is What Coaching Has Taught Me. Now, an interesting turn. It's not just what coaches have brought to the table, but what coaching at a very high level has taught them about coaching, about athletes, and just about, you know, that sort of endeavor in the first place. These will be coaches that I will be contacting. I've already started this. In fact, the very first one is going to be in, again, an upcoming episode, and that coach is going to be Jerry Richard of British Columbia. But there will be a host of them from time to time. You'll hear from Jim Waite again, and he was in one of my very first podcasts, obviously in season 1. And again, it's what coaching has taught me over the years. And these coaches have very successful careers, not just with the accolades that they have won, but the impact that each has had on the sport and most importantly, on the athletes. One of my favorite podcasts is The Bridge. And that's a podcast produced on Mondays to Fridays. It's Peter Mansbridge. That's where The Bridge comes in for Canadians of a certain age. You will remember that for quite some time, Peter Mansbridge was the anchor of the national news each evening on CBC. On his podcast on Thursdays, he calls it Your Turn. He gets all sorts of emails from people who listen to the podcast. I have weighed in once or twice on topics that he had talked about on the podcast. But on Thursdays, you, as a listener, get to hear what Peter calls the Random Ranter. And this is an individual that Peter has selected to do just that, a rant. Again, Canadians who were fans of Rick Mercer and the Mercer Report on CBC television will remember his rants down that alley in Hamilton. And Peter's random ranter talks about all sorts of things. Peter never knows what he's going to talk about. And Peter makes it very clear that it's not an editorial on his behalf. He sometimes agrees with the ranter. Sometimes he might disagree with the ranter. But the whole purpose of the random ranter is to get people to think. And I would urge the listeners of A Pane in the Glass podcast, if you've not tuned in to The Bridge, I think you might find it interesting to do so. My ranter is going to be called The Restless Ranter. It's just somebody that I know who has... very confident in his beliefs, and he will be not shy to share them with you. So I hope you will look forward to that. It won't necessarily be every episode, but hopefully on a fairly regular basis, The Restless Ranter. And then I'm going to ask you as the listeners to A Pane in the Glass podcast to weigh in on a possibility to have the episodes of A Pane in the Glass podcast in print or in text form, probably better to say in text form. I've just learned that my podcaster, Buzzsprout, that's why the website is A Pane in the Glass podcast.buzzsprout.com. Buzzsprout is my podcast provider. They do have a service whereby you can create a text version of the episode. Now, there's a cost for that, and I'll be talking to my friends at Canada Curling Stone to see if they might help out with this. So I haven't done that yet, so let's keep it between the two of us for now. But if there's sufficient interest in a text version, I'm more than happy to make it happen. So I'll keep that in reserve, and I will wait for reaction from you, the listeners. CoachBill@hay.net. That's CoachBill@hay.net. There you go, folks. There's what the boys were talking about. There's the features for season number 3. Again, I will have all sorts of people who are a lot smarter and have had greater experience in curling and sports in general as my guests. And every once in a while, of course, I will weigh in on my own thoughts. And the Pebble Water series seems to resonate with you out there. I just did Pebble Water 8.0. In fact, I've got Pebble Water 9.0 all set to go as well. I'm excited, and I hope you are as well.
Thank you for joining us for this first episode of Season 3.
Grandpa T welcomes your questions and comments.
This is Grandpa T's email address, coachbill@hay.net.
Until next time, as Grandpa T likes to say at sign-off,
good curling,
stay safe,
and think only those happy thoughts.